And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In rugby union, as anticipated, Israel Folau will fight Rugby Australia's decision to terminate his contract.
Yeah, that's for those homophobic comments he made on social media, Fran. The necessary paperwork arrived yesterday, before the deadline, and the matter now goes to a hearing before a three-person tribunal, one of those people representing Rugby Australia, one from the Players' Union, and one person independent of all of those bodies. But the matter won't end there. Whatever the outcome, you'd think that both sides will appeal to a properly constituted court. Rugby Australia has made it clear it no longer wants much to do with Israel Folau, on the simple basis that when you spend 99% of your time on 1% of your employees, no matter who that 1% employee is, it's just not worth it, and it's certainly unfair on the rest of the players who seem to be able to abide by the terms of their employment. For Folau, the process now will be about getting the best possible payout, urged on by all those people who, in addition to him, depend on his $1 million a year paycheck. It will get ugly, it will get deeply personal, and lots of people will miss the point before it's all over. But that point is a basic one. In the rules are basically of in sport, team sports, is that no one can be bigger than the game or the team, Fran.
Sure, and you can think what you like, but it's what you say publicly that makes the difference, I suppose. In the AFL this year, Essendon has been given the job of rescuing Good Friday footy, playing North Melbourne tomorrow at the Docklands.
Yeah, look, Fran, there's still a lot of resistance to Good Friday football in Victoria.
North, why do they push
the main
on with it,
driver
then?
For change. Well, that's the big thing. I mean, the AFL likes to think it can just dominate and wade through all sorts of resistance. And it's what it's done this time is very cleverly, in the eyes of some, or cynically in the eyes of others, just turn to one of its blockbuster clubs, Essendon, to try and get a decent crowd. Because in the past, North v Footscray or North v St Kilda failed to attract a decent crowd. Not everyone at Essendon is happy about this. At Essendon, the religious beliefs are part of the fabric, their friend. The Masons raise the money and the Catholics spend it. And I can tell you there are not a lot of people who have been happy to turn up on Good Friday, but being the dutiful club that Essendon is, it will. And tonight, Brisbane plays Collingwood. That's fourth against eighth. The Lions, the side in fourth. And no one would have thought that a few weeks ago. But then again, if you looked at the record of Chris Fagan, the Lions coach, it's been a pretty good one since he started out in Queenstown in Tasmania, playing on that flint hard ground there as a youngster, and worked his way through a whole range of coaching jobs as assistants and then as a senior coach to finally get this one in Queensland, where he's quietly gone around rebuilding this club. It's not quite the club it was under Lee Matthews, but it's starting to get close to it, Frank.
Yeah, but you know, every club, the time in the sun comes round again eventually, so maybe this time it's time for the Lions. In tennis, if Australia gets behind in the Federation Cup tie against Belarus this weekend, we may hear a fabled cri de coeur from at least three of the team. Queenslander.
Fran, as you would expect, in that part of the world, much is being made of the fact that three members of the squad, Ashley Barty, Sam Stosur and Priscilla Hahn, come from Queensland. And, of course, the match is even being played there on the Pat Rafter Arena. No more sunny Queenslander than Patrick Rafter. Now, Stosur had some fun with it all yesterday, calling the fourth member of the squad, Daria Gavrilova, an outsider. She, of course, comes originally from Russia. And she chose Melbourne as her Australian place of residence because of, one, the coffee. And this won't go down well in Queensland. She also thinks the beaches are the best in Australia. Now, despite Sam Stosur's impressive CB, the critical match. Yeah, that's what she said. She said, I'm going to live in Melbourne because it's got the best coffee and the best beaches.
Okay.
So there you go. Who would have thought of that? Yeah, well, I can just imagine that's got her on side with her three Queensland teammates. Now, look, Stosur isn't going to be the critical player for Australia, although in the past she would have been. It's going to be Ashley Barty, ranked, as we know, inside the top 10. And for the Belarusians, it's going to be Victoria Azarenka, who's slowly getting back to the form that gained her two Australian Open titles. She's had an enforced sabbatical in the last little while. Well, she's been fighting for the custody of her son, but she's now back concentrating on tennis. Like Barty, Azarenka is also a handy doubles player. In fact, they play together when not representing their nation. So you'd have to think that both are going to get plenty of court time this weekend. As Australia, and particularly Ashley Barty, who sees this as part of her destiny, Australia battles for a place in the final and the chance to win this trophy for the first time since 1974. Such a long time ago.
It is a long time. And just briefly, Warwick, in rugby league, Paul Gallen will play for Cronulla Sutherland against Penrith in the NRL tonight.
Fran, the embodiment of all things Sutherland Shire. He's going to have a pain-killing jab to get him through the game. That's the sort of thing that Paul Gallen will do for that club. The Sharks are also going to give Andrew Fifita until just before kick-off time to prove his hamstring can withstand 80 minutes of football. It's an important game for both clubs who are hovering just outside the eight. The Sharks have probably done as well as they could, given their infirmary list, while Penrith have been all over the place, winning by golden points or losing by a mile. It's probably a game where the Penrith Football Club really needs to stand up and make a statement about the season, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran. Have a great Easter.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy your long weekend. It's 23 to 8 on Breakfast.